Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year.
Can you get closer to the mic, Margaret?
Sorry, you guys. I kind of forgot that we started. Okay, well, it's January 3rd, 2018, and we just finished watching Season 1, Episode 10. Jay is back after a Christmas, New Year's break.
Mm-hmm. And I guess he's celebrating it in Yemen.
Yes. A little bit of a Yemen holiday.
And he's got all his boys with him.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone showed up.
Even Greasy Hair?
Yeah, Greasy was all over that.
I thought Jason was the medic last time, and then Grease Hair happened to be the medic this time.
Why would Jason be the medic?
I think he's too greasy to be a medic. He's going to be dropping everything, and that grease is going to get into the wounds.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess should we start off with, are there any... Like, how is the show doing, Adam?
Oh, well, the show is doing exactly the same as it always does. Its ratings are the same, everything's the same, viewers are the same.
I would like to bring something to the group's attention, that SEAL Team has made it into the quick download slot of a very popular piracy website.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, we like to update our daily... listeners on the piracy status.
Nice. Your daily feed, yeah.
Well, one thing I have to say about its piracy status is pretty fucking shit. Because Modern Family, which does worse in the TV ratings, is way higher. Like, it's number 3 on a more popular download site.
And it's always available sooner.
Yeah. Like,
I think it probably has, like, a longer...
I can't believe that SEAL Team gets a higher viewership on normal TV. And then Modern Family just blows it away in the downloads.
So all the tech heads are into Modern Family.
I guess all the kids. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. So we open in Sana'a, Yemen, at 147 Al Dayan Road.
Did anyone look that up on Google Maps?
I have 358. I looked it up on Google Maps. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know.
The road doesn't exist either.
It's Rayyan is the common road, it seems.
Exactly. There is some place in Qatar called Al Dayan, but exactly 3:58 a.m.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounded racist to me. How about you?
The daughter is studying?
Yeah, like, that's an obscene, like, thing for her to do, isn't it? Are women allowed to study? Is that maybe, like, do Muslims have sins? Or what's the equivalent of, like a crime against God?
I think it's just, they were an extremist, essentially, you know? Like, the father was a doctor, and the mother was like, our daughter's going to be a doctor like her daddy.
Like progressives, I guess.
I don't know what the deal is there.
I enjoyed the intro panning shot, I still thought it was a little bit clumsy.
The director of this episode is the original director. For the first 3 episodes.
And then it cuts at a couple of points, and then it continues doing the panning, which it just felt like, why even bother continue doing the panning if you cut.
Hmm. Yeah, and I don't know, like, the way that it showed everyone sleeping is like, and here's this person sleeping, and here's this person sleeping. Like, I get it, they're sleeping.
Yeah. Well, but we also know how many people are in the house.
Kind of. I don't know. They could have all been sleeping in one room. Oh, and also, so, like, I looked this up and I couldn't find out, but in Yemen, I guess the women and... the little boy sleep on the ground, and the man gets to sleep in a bed.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yes.
Like, they're all a bunch of dogs just laying at his feet.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in a very big bed, too. Until they call, sorry, what were you saying?
He's sleeping in, like, a very big, comfy-looking bed.
Yeah. Well, it was just wooden slats with a carpet on it.
The bed? Yeah,
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Huh. That's probably Persian
My
carpet.
Memory is yeah. Very like a fine big, detail. Big mattress and everything, but maybe I'm mistaken.
I assumed that the other woman was his daughter, not his wife, because she was sleeping like...
In a different room?
Yeah, in a different room on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, because she's a dirty woman. You can't be too close to them. First, you put them on the ground.
I thought
you put
inside
them in a different room.
It was all A-okay.
Yeah. No, you want to sleep in a room with little boys.
Okay. So, get into the action.
Yeah, and Spencey fucks up right out the...
Yeah.
Right through the door.
Well,
he's reminded constantly that he did the right thing.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, like...
And in the end, he did the really right thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he good
knew.
For Spence. Like, but yeah, he was shooting at the guy with the AK, and then she jumped in front of it. Whatever. That's what happened.
She ran in
from... He shot her because she ran in from the side, I think. I don't think he was going to shoot
him. Spence didn't have, good awareness of the situation. He didn't have, he was just a spazzy little shot. And he didn't know what the hell was going on.
He
was
like, shocked because the dad had his gun pointed at the door.
Yeah, so why did he shoot the daughter?
It actually looked pretty spazzy to me, too.
It was spazzy.
Spencey should have fucking not done that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big fuck up.
Yeah, because if they wanted to shoot the father, like, wouldn't they have all opened fire on him because he had the AK? Like,
there must
if
like
just
one
shoots, then that guy basically kind of made a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. He's like,
I thought it was a pretty badass intro to the SEAL team guys, though. Back from Christmas, they just bust down the door. Fuck yeah.
And there's smoke machine.
Because they usually don't do like a
smoke.
Cold open of like,
right.
Of the boys on a mission.
Of the action. Yeah, we would have seen the preamble of like, we didn't get to see.
We'd have to do like 3 planning sessions.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see any locker scenes or any cafeteria scenes. There was no families or girlfriends.
I really enjoy the cafeteria scenes. That's where you really get to know the guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go into the house and they all have their night vision on, but all the lights are on in the house.
Yeah, they flip them up pretty quick.
And they flip them up and down like indiscriminately. I don't like the consistency on the night vision.
I think that the rooms where they're sleeping, the lights weren't on.
Yeah, but all in the landing, all the wall lights were on, and it was, like, fully well lit.
Yeah, the only thing consistent about night vision is that the Chinese don't have it.
Yeah. Well, maybe in a couple decades.
Yeah.
Well, modern night vision isn't affected by bright lights. If that's what you're saying, so
I would imagine it would modulate. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, unless it was Chinese night vision.
Actually, they don't have night vision, Matic. So
they just squint.
Yeah.
It's just made there. They don't have it. Okay, so they shoot the daughter. We learn she's been shot in the clavicle, which is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of blood.
Yeah. Maybe a collapsed lung.
For the golden ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But did you guys notice how Beardo just, like, loses his fucking shit on that little boy? He, like, screams at him like a psycho. And I have a little note here that Beardo's gonna owe him a lot of candy later.
Get up! Get up!
And he kind of delivers.
Yeah.
I don't remember him screaming at him.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, it was intense. I'm like, that's kind of not Beardo-like. He'd be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, look at this. It's shiny.
Yeah.
I have written down that they started basically, like, terrorizing the family after they shot the girl. And while they're doing this, did you guys notice that this, like, metal music starts playing in the background? Like, some, like, really, like, heavy guitars?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, it's like, yeah, terrorizing the family,
front door!
Did you guys get the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory joke?
Right.
Wasn't much
Gene
of a
Wilder
joke.
Gene versus Johnny Depp. Yeah, Beardo likes Gene Wilder better than Depp.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's interpretation of the character was a little weird.
But everyone hates that movie, so I just feel like the show is trying to be like hip and culturally relevant on a thing that
you
gives
don't
a
think
shit
it's
about.
Because Johnny Depp's a wife beater?
I guess, yeah. But they don't really get into that.
No, they don't.
And so, then,
The next scene, I guess, Beardo tells the father to shut his mouth. And Ray says, oh, he speaks English. And then Beardo replies, yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I don't get that.
Oh, it's because they were looking for a suspect who spoke really good English.
Right.
And Beardo was like, yeah, I noticed that too. Like, yeah, this guy speaks really good English.
Oh.
So we don't understand at the time, but we learn later. That's why they were commenting.
No, but why did he say shut your mouth?
I think like, the father was yelling something in English, and he tells him to shut his mouth. And then Beardo's reply is basically saying, by telling him to shut his mouth, I am declaring that he speaks English.
I guess, no, yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was really surprised, but his intonation was off, and he was going to be like, shut your mouth.
This guy speaks English? Shut your mouth.
Here's a glow stick for you.
Glow sticks are cool.
Wave them in front of your face, man. Whoa.
Yeah, trippy.
Whoa.
Beardo looks kind of out of shape to me. I don't know. But so there's a scene like somewhere around here where they're down on the landing, and I guess like the mother is like screaming upstairs, and there's some guy named Max that Jay sends upstairs to go and keep her quiet. But like the other guys are already in there. So do you think like Max has some special techniques on keeping people quiet? What is Max gonna do?
I don't know.
I didn't notice either. Intimidator, maybe knock her across the face with the butt of his rifle.
Something pretty intense to the max.
So somewhere around here we cut to the first like base scene of the operation. Maybe?
I guess.
Where we get to meet General Cook.
Yeah. Oh yeah. General Cook.
Oh, man, these cake eaters, they all fucking suck.
Mm. I just think he's like a bewildered old man with Alzheimer's.
I can't believe Tony wants to be a fucking cake eater.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
They always have one of these characters in the show that we're all supposed to, like, collectively hate, and they always shut them down with some, like, little speech. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
Okay.
Very formulaic.
Yeah.
But I guess that the generals think of everyone as a number. But then Megan Draper reassures Davis that she's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I just really think it's past that old man's bedtime. And he's cranky.
And they also mention Blackburn, who I think that's Jed, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Is it?
Hey, Jed, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they seem to like him, they say, even though he's an officer, so he's one of them.
Yeah, but he's not respected. They like him because they get to walk all over him.
Yeah, they do. They do all the time.
They do.
They probably, like, beat him up in training, and then he turned into an officer, and now that's their relationship.
And once in a while, they still give him a swirly.
Yeah.
And he's very supportive of whatever they want to do.
And then, like, he probably, like, shows up. It's like, oh, hey, guys, what are you up to? It's like, oh, hey, Judd.
Blackburn.
It's like,
you want
you guys drinking beers?
Yeah, guys.
Cool.
So glow sticks.
Right.
We're too soon on glow sticks.
No, glow sticks already. Yeah, we're on glow sticks.
I see. I have glow sticks.
Well, there's all. So okay, but just so we can establish, and this happens many times,
okay,
that Spencey fucked up and he almost killed someone they think is innocent, right?
Yeah.
And then they use that as a bargaining chip to get at what they want when they could have just, like, sent her to the hospital.
Yeah, so they constantly kind of, like, threaten them with, yeah, if you give us the information, we can save your daughter quicker.
Yeah,
you
know, it's not we can save your daughter, it's we can get the fuck out of here.
Well,
like, give
yeah,
us, like, if
which
if,
is the same
we
thing.
Can, yeah, but like it's true. Like, you'll but give us what we want, or we'll stay here longer.
But it's their mistake.
No, but that's
it's
on the general's orders, though.
That's on the old no, guy's that's before orders. Even the general gets on the horn. They're already like talking to them. Like Jay, especially, is like saying, just like, yeah, your daughter's dying, and I'm gonna let her die unless you do what I want and tell me where the thing is. Your call. Yeah.
But when they were talking to the general, Jay was like, okay, we're going to take her to the hospital.
Yeah, after that. But, like, right up front, they're using it as a bargaining chip. And even Jay, right before that, goes and is like, hey, how is this? Like, it's pretty bad. He, like, identifies the wound as pretty bad. They identify it as their own mistake. And then they use it as a bargaining chip to leverage a suspicion that they even question themselves. Like, do we even have the right house? Mm-hmm. What's going on here? They have no idea what the fuck's going on. Mm-hmm. So, like, really unhonorable behavior, SEAL team. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, exactly, because
that the phone pinged, like,
we know what happened.
Well, you know, like, yeah, in the end, Spencey probably has some kind of psychic seal power, because I've read once that seals in their natural environment have like 10% telepathy.
Like,
some have more.
Terror radar.
Brax. Hello. Sclouts?
His pterodar is off the scale, sir.
Like, seals in the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they often use seals in the ocean to sniff out terrorist submarines.
That's where the Navy SEALs get their name from. From the ocean seals. So, Beardo is romancing the sun.
Yes.
Right.
Like magic
teddy
feet.
Bears and soccer feet, and glow right. sticks.
Oh, yeah. I thought I thought he's lying. There's no, that's such a lame ass, like, nickname that just seemed, and he was kind of like scratching his beard like he's coming up with a lie.
Well, he was lying. Like, you saw how shitty he was at kicking the soccer ball. Like,
he's terrible.
And he didn't even know how to read the guy's name. Like, the kid knew that Beardo fucking blew. And Beardo knew that the kid knew.
That kid was a terrible actor.
I thought that kid was a very good actor.
He just had this weird smirk on his face like the whole time.
Yeah. It was strange.
Well, I mean, Beardo's pretty funny.
Yeah, so. That's true. Like, he didn't seem concerned that his sister was dying. And
well,
he
knew that she was a Terry the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so, why does only Jay get a giant colored American flag on his chest?
One of the like, random individuals also had an American flag, but it wasn't color. I thought it was black and white.
Or, like, gray and black. Yeah. But, yeah, definitely, like, Jay's peacocking. He's got the big truck, he's got the big flag. And they're like, Jay, that's not really operational. You gotta take that off. He's like, no way, bro.
Still sleeping on my friend's couch so I can afford my new flag patch coming in, glow in the dark.
And also, they're constantly saying how they're in that country illegally. They don't say the word illegal, but they definitely say, like, we're outside. We're like, not supposed to be in there.
There's no military operations going on or whatever.
All right, guys. Well, I have a question. At what point did you figure out that it was the daughter?
I suspected right from the beginning, just because she's studying. So she's got to be... And also, like, she had it coming, because Spencer... The SEAL team... SEAL does not make a mistake, right? Like, they kind of screwed up, but in the end, they got their guy. Like, they could not write this propaganda unless, like, in the end, they didn't kill innocents.
I mean, it crossed my mind here and there, but I really thought it was the little boy.
Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was the daughter right after the magic feet scene. So right after, when they start giving her blood, and the mother comes up to her, and she says sorry to her mom. And I was like, oh, it's the fucking daughter.
Oh, I didn't hear her say sorry to her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good catch.
Yeah.
But Matik was, like, way ahead of me.
So.
Well, I just don't believe that this show could ever have Spency accidentally shoot somebody. Yeah. He did fuck up horribly. I was
at one point wondering,
but he's justified now because she's just a stupid Terry.
No, yeah. But I think they would have just had her being saved. Like, I thought there's no way this girl's gonna die because that's too dark. But I believe that they would have put something through where she was saved, and then in the end she got an A+ on her medical exam, and Spencer was there to fucking give her an award.
Yeah, but if she was innocent and Spencer shot her, Spencer looks like a fucking loser. Like,
he just looks think so. If they could have justified it, like the show could have justified it by just saying that like some family member was a terrorist and that justified him shooting somebody because, you know, like
you made me do it. No,
whatever.
No,
even if
one of the family members was a terrorist member, Spencer fucked up.
Yeah, he would have fucked up.
But right now he didn't. He still fucked up just as egregiously because he didn't have like control.
He's just a green noob. And that's kind of the thing.
But it plays off as he got his man. He's going to get an award for it.
Yeah,
Purple Heart.
They do, but so I was wondering, what are the chances that they do have the wrong house? Because they definitely are presenting it as this, like, we've been sent here, but, you know, we've been in the wrong house before. And they keep mentioning all these kind of, like, things that the Americans have done in the past that were total fuck-ups. And, you know, other things in the episode even where they're saying, talking about, like, that they bombed her friend's place or whatever. And also, like, when Ray says, like, oh, Clay did two deployments in Afghanistan with Team 3. It can't be the first time he hurt someone he didn't intend to.
Yeah, but then Jay, the world-class piece of shit, he's like, yeah, but it wasn't the girl.
Yeah.
So in Jay's mind, an innocent woman is, it's more egregious to shoot an innocent woman than an innocent man.
I think that's probably the standard across everyone
for a
in
fucking
society.
Pig brain dipshit.
Huh.
Yeah, any
don't punch a girl, man. Like that's every part of society that is drilled.
Don't
into
assault
you.
The innocent.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's still worse to assault an innocent girl than it is an innocent boy.
What if the boy has cerebral palsy?
It's probably even less bad to do that because, you know,
able-bodied girl.
Cerebral palsy girl is worse than cerebral palsy.
MMA fighter with
what?
like a female
top MMA fighter or cerebral palsy 9-year-old with a lisp.
Walt Jr. or something.
Yeah, Walt Jr. There you go. Walt Jr.
You're completely out of your mind. You know what? This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Or what's that beast that's dominating the women's MMAs?
I don't know.
She's just like indestructible.
I would kill Walt John
well,
Jr.
Yeah,
first.
I would choose to beat up the innocent cerebral palsy guy instead of the innocent MMA fighter. I think my chances would be better.
Yeah.
Nah, it's really like a back... Whatever, you know, Jay's just constantly compromising himself. Okay, and here's a fun one. Here's another fun one about Jay. So they find this magazine. The episode's actually like a pretty fun whodunit. Like,
right.
It's ooh, what's this and what's that?
Yeah.
And they find this magazine. And then Jay's like shoving it into the dad's face, being super cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then he throws it on the ground, and then Ray comes in, and then Jay explains it to him, and then he, like, slides the magazine with his foot over to Ray and makes Ray pick it up.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Because Ray's a little bitch. He's like, pick it up, you little bitch. I threw it here, but I'm going to make you pick it up.
Jay seemed really, like, not like none of them seemed with it. It was like they ate too much at Thanksgiving or like Christmas and New Year's. Like they just seemed sluggish and shitty, but I'm sure it was filmed before that.
I think we were supposed to think, like, we're supposed to be brought into the possibility that they made a major mistake, mm-hmm. and that they're thinking that, and that they're like, oh no, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
because I have written down later on, or actually just after the guy comes through the door with the gun, that they seem like they're all getting kind of agitated, and they start, snapping a little bit at each other and stuff.
Mm.
When the door gun guy
comes in, like, it took them a very long time to get the gun out of his hands.
Here's another fucked up part. Right before he comes in, they're on the radio with their Overwatch, and Overwatch is like, you want us to take him down or, like, take the shot? And so they don't even know who it is. No. And they're like, should we murder him? And they're like, no, we'll take him in the... And,
they're like, no, we don't know if it's the mailman or not.
Yeah, and then right after they say that, it's just like, oh, it's probably just a mailman, and we'll owe him an apology. I'm like, yeah, for not killing him, potentially. That was so dumb. The writing's so stupid on this show.
And doesn't anybody knock in Yemen?
I guess he lives there on the weekdays.
Yeah, he's kind of like part of
it. So, I don't think he would have to. But why was his gun out?
Yeah.
I think he drew it after the door opened. I think I think he had it in the back. Or whatever.
I like that they had to explain gun culture to the general.
Oh yeah.
Right.
General Fuddy Duddy. Like, he really he's just like, whoo, what?
Hey, your name? Some crack operation you people are running.
Kids, no good.
I don't know. He should know what the gun culture is, though.
He should know about helicopters and like, AKs, why you can't take out two extra hostages. Yeah. And you just go, no, why don't you just get more helicopters? What?
What you kind of operation them, is this?
Where's my pudding?
Yeah. You already had your pudding.
So it turns out the cousin is just some dumb dummy, hey?
Yeah, I love that everyone agrees that he's a fucking idiot. And they're like, you talk to him. You know he's too stupid to drive anything other than a truck.
He's just a crap truck.
No, not even that. He's too dumb to drive guns in a truck.
Yeah.
He can drive a truck, barely.
He's too dumb to be a terrorist.
And another clue and pointing to the daughter then, because she was smart, a study bug. I was really hoping it would be the little boy for a while.
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be tough.
But then why? He wouldn't have given himself up.
And like also, the girl was the only one who was kind of like part of it all, but she didn't have to say anything, so there's nothing, I thought it was pretty clear with her. And also, it's the show kind of presents, like, she's a young Yemeni who's studying and is educated, and therefore her head is full of ideas. And that's why you don't let women go to school in Yemen.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Put them on the floor, and you don't let them interact with anyone with crazy ideas.
Or they'll get themselves shot.
Yeah, get their family shot. Well, terrorize their brother. That brother is, like, scarred for life. Probably turned him into a Terry.
Yeah.
It's kind of the plot from that horror movie, which I can't remember the name, but they all kind of wake up in a room, and there's a dead guy on the floor in the middle, and then it turns out that they're all, like, accusing each other, but it turns out it's, like, the dead guy on the floor that put them all there.
I don't remember. Oh, did anyone actually check that the guy's dead?
No. Yeah, it's like, it was, I don't know what the name is. It's a very popular movie. No, he wasn't at the end.
So they find this phone, and they suspect, and they're like, it's only like 3 thumbprints or we get locked out.
Yeah.
Which is like, I don't know, it was pretty fun. I'm like, ooh, who are they going to check?
And they can never get in again?
Yeah.
If only it was 4.
I liked that one of the people they tried was the dummy cousin.
Yeah. He was a suspect. Mm. I guess. Yeah, I would have tried that guy. I guess I would have tried. I don't know. I guess I would have tried Beardo. He was kind of acting weird.
Yeah. I'm just going to always unlock my phone with my pinky finger now because, like, boom. If they get it wrong mm-hmm. three times, then my phone will lock and they can't get in with fingerprints.
And then finally when they, like, so Jay has the phone and he presses the daughter's thumb onto it and he doesn't look at it. He just kind of shows it to the camera. And then it was an odd shot.
You guys, he was showing it to the mother.
But he didn't even see himself if it was, like, unlocked or not. Yeah, and then after he, like, showed it to them and, like, held it at them for a while.
See?
She deserved it.
He's like, this is Android Nougat. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, is that what it was?
I don't know.
Oh. It looked very, like some kind of sophisticated app running with a bunch of, like,
it was a, it
half
was a
circles fake, and dials or something, like a fake screen.
Some sort of royalty-free phone.
Yeah, like it had the iPhone thing on the back, but it wasn't. Yeah. And then I thought then that the back thing was the fingerprint sensor, but then it ended up being on the front of the device. I'm like, I don't know.
I think that company also makes beer.
Yeah. Good prop department. I think that Davis is on it with, like, you know, the boat props and the... You know how she gets all the building props?
Davis? Oh, right, yeah.
And she must, like, I don't know, also be really good at getting beer and phone props, too.
Yeah, she's going to have back problems for hauling all the beer for those guys.
Oh, yeah, Clay's...
They didn't drink any beer this episode.
No. Yeah. Well, Yemeni.
And
in
when
Yemen,
Clay shot the girl, they should have
alcohol.
Been like, that's a case of beer.
That's a case of beer. Shooting an innocent girl. That's a case of beer.
Like, oh, and you guys, like, I feel bad as it is already.
Actually, she wasn't innocent. That's a case of beer. Okay, so we finally get to see Blackburn tell, like, off someone, but it was only because Davis was already doing it for him.
Poorly. And then he had to step in and, like, mansplain. Well, the general was dismissing her, and he had to come in and, like, kind of, like, put his dick on the
table.
She
was a bit too passionate, you could say. Like, she was, or maybe, she was getting then, her, letting her emotions get in the way of...
Probably. Yeah, emotional women. Women, you see, and she was also on the computer. The daughter was on the computer. She's a fucked up. She was on the computer. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Then Blackbird, who's not on the computer, and a man standing in the back, tells the other man, who's also not on the computer.
But he kind of makes a point of calling her petty officer in front of the general. Like, kind of saying, like, okay... Like,
she is a petty officer because after he explains to the general, she's like, take a hike, grandpa. He's like, I'll be in my winnebago. He trots off
touring the country.
Get out of here, you goddamn jackass.
So, yeah, I guess, like, really, they're not. Too much happened in this episode.
Well, the last scene is pretty wonderful where Jay decides not to steal the guy's soccer card. It's like, you know what? You can have your soccer card.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is a nice reminder of your time with your sister's terrorist friend and when she got shot and those Americans came in and fucked up your house.
I'll trade you your card for your sister. Deal.
And then Jay says something to Clay about how, so the reason that Clay has found out from her that the reason she did it was because 2 years ago, Saudis with American help killed her friend. And, in, like, a house bombing. And Jay says to Clay, we can't control those decisions, we can only control ours on the ground.
So, like, when you burst through the door, you spaz out and shoot some random girl running across, like, ooh!
Yeah, like, what is he saying there? Was he saying, like... Because he's been reassuring Clay the whole time, but then he's like, you only have control over your own actions.
He was kind of justifying, like, egregious, like, foreign policy, and just saying, like, that's out of our hands. All we can do is do it cleanly.
Like, Americans are the reason why she's acting like this.
Right, but... after they reaffirm that they're there illegally, and that they shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm.
But see, like, the show does, it, like, talks about, like, okay, yeah, the Americans, like, killed all these innocent people or, like, assisted others in doing so. So they're kind of like acknowledging.
Canadians too.
Right.
I mean, well, we sell the Saudis our
armored vehicles.
And they're probably like in
being
that
used in Yemen, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So they're acknowledging, like, all these mistakes or, like...
It's not a mistake.
Not mistakes. Whatever. It's all these egregious actions that the American military has participated in.
It feels like the whole cap to the show is, like, so Jay goes on, it's like a small monologue. He's like, yeah. He's just like, you know, like, we do all this shit. And then the last team is like, yeah, well.
But we're the good guys.
It didn't even go that far. It's very dismissive, though.
Yeah. But they're like, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun romp. Mm-hmm. I guess, Adam, you were saying you saw television ads for SEAL Team?
It was pretty, like, quick cuts and jovial.
Oh? Jokes?
Yeah. Yeah, they did a lot of banter between the guys. It looked like a nice buddy, funny kind of show.
I bet Beardo had some good lines in there, maybe.
Probably. I don't remember it all that closely. We could probably find advertisements on YouTube for SEAL Team.
Yeah.
Did they say Trash Canistan?
No, they didn't.
Have they ever said that?
Yeah, that was that? Beardo said that Beardo in like said episode that. 4.
Oh,
yeah. I think that's my favorite one so far.
He's kind of like, they've turned him from this total, like, anti-brown person kind of guy to, like, kids' friends, you know? He loves...
I think he's supposed to be a redneck who also has watched both the Willy Wonka movies. So they're trying to kind of, like, spin it like he's kind of, like, a culturally informed dipshit.
He's also watched that Patrick Swayze movie.
Yeah, Wolverine. I guess he's a movie buff.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like a huge buff. Movie.
But Jay's seen Roadhouse, so.
Yeah. Well, and also, if Jay must have also seen Red Dawn,
right.
If he's making an assessment.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just talking out his ass, and I suspect Jay's just talking out of his ass.
Mandatory watching for Navy SEALs.
Okay, before we sign off, let's do a little bit of a speculative fiction. What is Jay's favorite movie of all time?
Oh,
what is Beardo's favorite movie?
I think Saving Private Ryan.
For both of them or just Jay?
For Jay.
Okay.
I think for Beardo it'll be something a little more lighthearted. Maybe.
Pink Flamingos.
I think Beardo would be into the Santa Claus.
With Tim Allen?
Yeah, any Christmas movie like Elf or anything like that, he'd probably be down.
Do you think he likes Scrooged?
Yeah.
With
Bill Murray?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Are there any Christmas military movies?
Probably.
Oh.
Is Three Kings set during Christmas?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's my choice, Three Kings.